gassing up in the White Mountains. Boy, it feels good. We're under the gazebo located in the central backyard area of Bison Ranch in the shade. It just couldn't feel better. We've got some nice interspersed clouds up here. You can look off to the east out there and see some gorgeous clouds building up. They just scream at you. White Mountains monsoon after. What could be more refreshing than that? Let's get to a couple calls here at Rosie on the House. People have called in looking for answers to their homeowner questions. 1-888-767-4348. While Jennifer and I have a conversation on repurposing, recycling, and reusing, all driven by our friends at Bull Rock Ranch that invited us down there to see how they essentially had repurposed an entire house.
Yeah, they take it very seriously.
they were the inspiration for this show. But we've got a call on hold right now. Let's go to Gina in Tucson. A very pertinent question. I believe when she asks it and I answer it, there's going to be many of you that saying, boy, I'm glad they covered that today. Miss Gina?
Yes.
How are you today?
Well, I'm pretty good. How about you? It's overcast.
Super fantastic.
It's overcast here in Tucson for a change, nice and cool.
We're gonna have a cooler than normal weekend, I think, statewide. This is everybody enjoyed because it's gonna
great.
We specially arranged this just for the Crawfish Festival.
Oh, how about that? That's great. A question about electronic water conditioner that's been advertised here in mm-hmm. Tucson, and I believe it's a filter system for the entire house, and you do not use salt, and which I think mm-hmm. is great because those big bags of salt are so heavy. And I'm wondering, does it
work? Well, it depends which one you're looking at, and it depends what you mean by work, okay?
Well,
if you want soft water, the only way you can get soft water is with sodium or potassium and put it through a water softener. There are products on the market that call themselves descalers that use electronic equipment that is supposed to reduce the scale buildup on your fixtures. But the thing I like to tell everybody about water treatment equipment is a lot of the marketing departments for these manufacturing facilities get very creative in how they tout their equipment. They call it water treatment equipment. All you need is a bucket of water and a paddle to be a water treatment equipment. Because if you just stir a bucket of water, you are aerating the water, and that is treating it. If you're going to try and descale the water, I can't encourage you enough, before you buy anything, check to make sure if it's certified by the Water Quality Association. I don't know any of the electronic systems that are certified by the Water Quality Association. The testing that's been done on that, I'm talking independent testing, shows that it can change the molecular structure makeup of water while it is within the distance of the wrappings of the wire that are on your pipe. But within very few feet of it going past that, it all reverts back to the way it was before you did anything. I'm skeptical as heck about them. All of the salespeople that sell them have tried heavily to convince me they work. I'm still not convinced. The Water Quality Association isn't convinced. And if you're interested in getting treated water in Pima County, I'd encourage you to call Culligan Water of Tucson. You know the area code 520. It's 792-9700. And they can provide you with salt delivery service to keep you from having the trouble of hauling the heavy sacks of salt. And I just want to touch on salt one quick minute. The water softeners from the major manufacturers have gotten so efficient that the amount of sodium you're ingesting in a glass of softened water is comparable. You would have to drink 10 glasses of this water to get to the same milligrams of sodium you would consume in one piece of bread. So any water treatment company that is using salt as a scare tactic to push their particular product is someone I would scratch off of my list immediately. They are not a reputable water treatment contractor. Let's get back to the topic of recycling, repurposing, because I'll stay on this. I'll go on water treatment. There is so much snake oil information, wrong information, and just outright lies that are going on about that industry. It just fumes me up.
Let's go to a happy place. So if you're looking for ideas for repurposing, a really fun place to start would be Pinterest or Houzz. They both have whole sections on repurposing. And you can even get specific, like if you have an old baby crib, put baby crib in there. You wouldn't believe the 10, 20 ideas on what to do with your old baby crib. Because ours worn out.
These are very chicky websites,
No, they're not.
Yeah,
they
are.
Okay.
Come on, sweetheart.
Okay, I've got one for you then.
You do?
Porter Barnwood. I showed it to you this morning.
Okay, all right.
And the cool thing about it is you can actually go see. They're right in downtown Phoenix. I think it's 9th Street and Buckeye. You can find them. Porter Barnwood. I went down because Mike, our tech, had said, hey, I've got this barnwood. You ought to go look at it. So I'm picturing going down and stepping through piles of junk.
I remember the day he bought that.
And I was afraid, I would, step on something. Do I need to wear it? This is the most amazing place. Thomas Porter, a young man. Very innovative, very smart, very creative, and he was homeschooled. Love it. That's the best part.
But you're kind of partial to the homeschool kids.
I kind of is. But it also has a blacksmith shop. So you go in, and there are piles and piles of wood, and he can tell you where it came from. This is a gate. This is a fence out of Kentucky. And this is
You said he had some wood from Johnny Cash.
He has. I want a piece so bad. And he'll
some Johnny Cash wood.
Well, he's... little backtrack. He's opening a design center really soon. It may even be open as of today. But it's homey. It's small. But you walk in and your brain just goes, I need to do this. This is so much fun. What can I do at my house? And his whole wall in there, he's doing a wainscot of Johnny Cash wood that he has polished and finished. It is gorgeous. You could buy things raw from him. If it's too thick, he'll slice it up for you. If you want him to finish it, he will. I mean, he'll do anything you ask him with this stuff.
Well, you came home talking about this hand-hewn beam he had.
American chestnut wood. It's extinct. This beam came out of a barn in the Midwest somewhere, or the East. It is 13 by 16. It is 30 feet long, and it was hand-hewn. I mean, you just look at that, and you cry because you think what it must have taken someone.
The labor of love.
And how did they do that with just an axe, and it's perfectly square? How do you do that? And there was no nails in it. They used those slits that are rectangle.
You know, that's really critical when you're using recycled wood. You really have to take a magnetic nail detector over the wood before you start ripping it and sorting and planing it and sanding it. Well, a great way to hurt yourself or ruin some equipment.
It is, and if you that's why it's important to use somebody reputable. If you're not going to be able to do that yourself. I mean, this stuff is all stacked and beautiful and de-nailed. And he's got also Arizona wood. He's got piles of ironwood. Now, ironwood is dense, and it is beautiful. And he's got slabs of alligator juniper. Make a table out of it. He can make you a stand out of metal, make a metal stand for anything. He does commercial and residential. But if you go down there, he will help you. He knows the story behind everything on the lot. And there's like gears out of tractors that he can make lanterns out of. You can bring him a piece.
And he's the one you were able to get to on the field trip, but you found other similar operations. You found a couple of sawmills up in Flagstaff that specialize in reducing the reused wood from the homesteads and the barns. And the great thing about that is you're not transporting any of this very far.
That's the AP sawmill, and they use it local. So if you go on our website, Rosie on the House, on the resource guides on the right-hand side, you can click, and I've made up a nice little resource guide for you. You can find Thomas Porter. You can find AP Sawmill. There's a place in Tucson. And then, of course, the Habitats. We'll get into that next segment, but all the things that you can find and do.
That the Habitat story is probably, with their restores, is probably about the most perfect example of repurposing Stardust Building Materials the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, they send out specialists in many instances to deconstruct projects. They'll actually have a team. If you're contemplating a remodeling project, they'll actually send a team out, deconstruct everything, get it to a point where it's reusable, have someone come out and appraise it, then you're given that as a cash donation receipt to the nonprofit organization to use as a tax credit, and then that material finds its way for a very affordable rate into the Stardust Building Materials or the Habitat Restores that are then available for you, the consumer, who might be building a cabin. You know, when I think about building a cabin, I just think this, or remodeling a cabin, the stuff you can find out at the Habitat Restore is a
perfect match.
Absolutely.
Perfect match.
And then at the Restores, they'll tell you that it kind of depends on the store location as to what it is you will or won't find in those particular stores.
Well, when you donate, your donation goes to the home store closest to you. So some places end up with more construction, more furniture. So
maybe the Habitat Restore near Anthem
might be kind of fun.
Could have some nicer stuff. Is that fair to say?
It's just different. I like the one down on Central.
That's a big one.
It's big, lots of construction, appliances, wood.
Some beautiful furniture down there.
Some antique kind of furniture, yeah.
So before we throw it away, we're encouraging you to repurpose, recycle, and reuse. The landfills are all of limited capacity, and it takes but through ingenuity, through American creative ingenuity, all of this can be solved and is being solved, which leads me to a field trip I took this week on the future of air conditioning. Y'all have got to stay tuned because that's a topic we're covering in a couple weeks. It will blow you away. We're going to be back right after this. Y'all stay tuned.